This week on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11 of TMNT Classic, Teenagers from Dimension X. I'm King Cowabunga.
And I'm Pizza Tossin' Gub.
And you're listening to Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Episode 16. Gonna be a quick episode because I'm sick.
Yeah.
And Gub has things to do. I mean, I'm literally sick. I have fever and everything.
It's feverish.
And you know what I realized about having a fever, which is so funny? Your body wants you to do the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Oh yeah.
It's I'm just going, why did the instinct go wrong on this one? You know, because when you have a fever, your body temperature goes up. So then what happens is everything around you seems cold.
Yes.
So then your instinct is to cover up with a blanket, but that only knocks your temperature up even higher.
Yep. That's why you constantly kick off sheets and shit.
Yeah, no, because I do it the stupid way. Oh, I'm sick. I feel cold. And I just bundle up. And then my fever got to 101 today.
Jesus.
Yeah, because I'm an idiot. And not only that, and this is weird too. Have you ever gotten sick and your joints hurt?
Yes.
My knees are killing me.
You're old now. We're old people now.
I guess so. I
mean, it happens. We're old people.
Old people. I mean, you know. I mean, granted, it's always felt that way, but I think it's because I'm always on my feet at my job that, you know, maybe there's some pain I wasn't aware of. When you get sick, it comes out.
Anyway.
But not only am I recording an episode for you, ungrateful bastards, so is Gub. Because yeah. He has stuff to do, too.
I got shit to do. I got actual legitimate paying work to get back to.
He does this for free. He does it for free.
Yeah, you bastards are getting free. This is free entertainment. You can't even complain.
But to be fair, though, I'd say I listen to the majority of it.
Yeah, me and you are the
I love listening to this thing. Oh, it's time to listen to them. You know, I got to draw. It's time to listen. All right, let's get into it. So, Teenagers from Dimension X. This is the second episode where the neutrinos appear.
Yes. Well, what's the weird thing about this episode is that the Mikey, like, love plot.
Yep.
It's so strong in this one, but it's so little. It's like it's just a passing thing in the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
In the first one, like, what's her name? Nala, Dala,
forget.
Kala.
That's it.
Kala shows no attraction whatsoever to Michelangelo.
I think she just kind of flirts with him the way she flirts with everybody. You know?
Oh, she's one of those girls.
One of those girls. You know, she kisses everybody. Hi, hugs everybody.
Yeah.
You know that girl. That's Kala. You know, all those guys she hangs out with, they never get any action.
Spoilers, neither does Mikey.
Nobody gets any action with Kala. She just uses people. You know, she gets to ride around in a car, all that stuff. Although what's funny is there's that scene where Mikey has a picture of Kala and then Kala has a picture of
him. Well, it starts with them watching.
Let's actually do this in order.
It starts with them watching the fake Godzilla movie with a giant turtle.
Which was great, by the way.
Which is great.
Yes.
He smashes the car, he bites a truck in half and then takes the pistol off like the skyscraper to pick his teeth.
Yeah, that was actually pretty great. That
pretty awesome. Pretty good.
I needed that laugh, honestly, today.
And then they're saying how great it is, and Mikey, for no reason, says they don't make love stories like they used to. And then the other turtles start asking about what's up with you and Kala.
That's something I feel like every guy has done. But a group of guys, we've done it.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up that girl that your friend was into from a year ago. What's going on with her?
Yeah.
What's going on with her? That actually applies to your current girlfriend.
Yes. Yes.
I remember for years I would say to you, what's going on with this girl? Uh-oh, I hear glass. Is that
Yeah, loose? I got a Jack and Coke going.
What are you doing? Come on, man. That'll get you sick. Don't do that. Lower your immune system.
I'm not sick.
Yeah, but you'll get sick, all right?
Anyway.
Go on.
So then after like they berate not they like question Mikey
they
about
break what's his, going, they break his chops.
They break his chops about Kala. He's mm-hmm. like, I don't think about it that often, and pulls out a picture. He goes, well, maybe I do. And then it crossfades to the Neutrinos in the exact same pose in Dimension X flying around.
Yep.
In their hoopty. In their
I love that
rider.
Yeah, and then they think it's a good idea to go mess with the Technodrome.
Yeah, which is like, why would they even do that?
Because they're kids and they're idiots.
Yeah,
I think, and that's the impression I get. I mean, who's the one who's not about it? Zach, I think. One of the three guys.
Not the redhead guy.
No, I think it is the redhead guy. No, maybe you're right.
No, I think it's the blue-haired guy.
I don't remember which one it is. But one of them is not about that life.
No.
You know, he's going, this is a bad idea, guys. You know, we're going to get hurt. And then I think they call him the square or something.
Yeah, the square. And they do it anyway. They just go, let's go fuck with these guys. And they find an open hole in the Technodrome and they fly in.
Yeah, which is great.
And then they proceed to intercept Krang's message to Shredder.
Which is kind of awesome.
About what the plan is?
their 18th plan, whatever.
Which is like the weirdest plan they have. So the plan is they want to ship. Krang is going to ship Shredder to this big box thing.
Yeah.
And the turtles have to go into it to become mindless zombies.
Yeah, that's so weird.
It's a fucking weird plan, right?
It is really weird. It is almost as ridiculous as Baxter Stockman. 1 second ahead in time.
He's going to come back.
Of course he's going to come back, but it's just hilarious. What a stupid...
Yeah, and then Krang tells Shredder, remember that you need to have whatever the portal thing built, whatever thing you built on your end to set the portal, to set to the specific number,
mm-hmm.
right? At which point the Neutrinos go, that's the exact number we need our ship to use to travel through portals. And the mm-hmm. other Neutrino goes, isn't that convenient? Like, he knows the plot.
It works out perfectly, plot-wise.
Yeah. So stupid.
And then, so they go to Earth, I guess?
Krang ships the big box thing, and they fly to the portal as well. And so they're on Earth, and so is the big box thing that's going to turn the turtles into zombies.
Of course.
If they can get into it.
Yes.
Spoilers, they never get into it.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, it never really comes back ever in the episode ever again, really.
I noticed that. Yeah, it really wasn't important.
It's just an excuse to open the portal.
Yes.
Which, for some reason, like in the show, they both have issues. They always have issues either opening the portal or the portal is no problem to open.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Like, it just whatever serves the plot for this story.
Yep, that's right. So
the Neutrinos fly through,
mm-hmm.
and they realize we need to get the turtles' attention because they can't find the turtles.
That's right.
So the best way to do that, go to the news station.
They can just start blowing things up.
They're good guys.
But they can just drive their car around then. That's enough.
But yeah, well, they don't need to drive near the... Like, yeah, this episode has the weirdest New York City ever.
There's a flying car in the air. Ah!
Whoa, New Yorkers don't look up.
That's true, actually. That's true. I remember there was an issue with Daredevil where that happened.
Yeah, there's a couple issues with Daredevil.
Daredevil
and Spider-Man, too. They never look up.
Yeah, there's a part where Daredevil is talking about how nobody looks up.
Yeah.
No, that was Nightwing, actually.
I think they did it in Spider-Man, and I'm pretty sure they did it in a Daredevil comic, too, that I read recently.
Push his glasses up. I believe it was Daredevil issue 485.
Featuring Stiltman.
Panel 6, page 3.
Page 3, panel 6, featuring the Stiltman.
Hey, whatever, man. Got nothing wrong with those. No problem with those guys.
Those guys.
At least they know a lot about something that interests me.
So then they go. So the Neutrinos go to the channel 6.
Hmm?
To get the newscaster's attention, right?
I noticed, and I don't know if you remember this. Whatever happened to that, you know, freaking bimbo that the guy was dating who hates turtles.
What was her name?
I forget. Tiffany,
like, probably. Mindy or something. She had some stupid name. Ugh.
A typical, you know, 80s bimbo name, you know, Tiffany or something like that.
Yeah. What's her
name? I don't know, but I'm just, you know, what happened was she broke up with him, right? Because, you know, he's hanging out with the turtles or something to do with the turtles, and then he still hates the turtles after that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going, why? I mean,
It was like the ultimate cock block.
I guess. I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird. But go on.
So the Neutrinos fly around the Channel 6 news building to attract the attention of newscasters.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. But then April decides to duck away and call the Turtles. Which makes sense, I guess, because you need the Turtles to get there right away. But if they're already flying around the news station, wouldn't it be on the news? And we've established that everywhere in the city, like, the only show they watch is the news, basically.
It's the most popular show. The news.
The news.
Remember when, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a point where Fox News had a death count. Oh, that was the best.
A death count?
It was the best. Today, this many people died in New York City.
Really?
As a kid, I loved it. Yeah, death count is my favorite. I'd watch the news just for that.
Fox? I guess it was our local affiliate.
Yeah, it was the New York one.
I don't know. I don't see anything about it. Well, I guess
I totally remember it.
Fox 5 death count.
Death count.
Now I'm really interested in this.
How many people died today?
No, it's just actual news about death counts from various tragedies totally in the 80s
and 90s. Maybe it was early 90s. It was like, you know, 92, one of those times where everybody was shooting each other.
Yeah.
When gang violence was high.
The rough part of town they go into in this.
Yeah, I was about to say it totally connects. Yeah, so let's keep going. Let's get through this.
They eventually April calls the Turtles. Mm-hmm. The Turtles fly there in their blimp.
By the way, I was gonna ask you this: has there ever been a game where you use the blimp?
I don't know.
I'm just curious because I always see this blimp. They always show the blimp every game I've played. You use the turtle, the turtle car.
I think it shows up in certain episodes, game. But I don't think it ever actually.
Yeah, you see it, but I'm saying I don't think they've ever used it.
No.
You know what's weird about that blimp, too, is the balloon is kind of useless.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't need it. It just flies around without the balloon anyway. What, they just need to advertise themselves?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what always bothered me about that, because they're always like, we can't be... This is the weird thing about this episode, too. Because the Turtles, throughout the series, go from never wanting to be seen...
Mm-hmm.
So they don't give a shit about being seen. And this episode is a total, we don't give a shit about being seen.
Yeah, there's no costumes.
There's no costumes, there's nothing. They're flying the blimp around the news station. Like, they're going to be seen.
Ninja Turtles.
And it says Turtles on the side. Like, they have their branding and their logo already.
Could you imagine, Batman doing that? Oh, Batman, bitch! Flying around, big sign.
Batman does have his logo on everything.
Yeah, but he doesn't have big, word, bold letters, I'm Batman.
On a big blimp in the middle of the day.
Big blimp in the middle of the day. Batman was here. Go on.
And then the heroes get shot down by Shredder and Beetle and Rocksteady.
Yep.
And they capture the neutrinos because they think the neutrinos can help them with the neuralizer or something.
Yep.
Yeah. They can do something with that. I can't remember what happened exactly. But then they take them back to their home base. And the Turtles can't find them, of course.
No.
Because they just exited stage left as usual.
Exit stage left.
Which also, this is one of the best exit stage left at the end of the episode. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, we'll get there. So the Shredder captures the neutrinos. Right? And takes them back to the abandoned circus. The abandoned carnival that apparently
he's hanging out now. That's his new spot.
And then he questions them about something that is in their car that they eventually say, "Oh, we can't do that because it's in our car, and the car's been impounded."
Yep. Because that's how quick New Yorkers are to impound cars. It was for an hour. To be fair, it probably spilled down the whole street.
The other thing is, Beale and Rock said, "No." They say it's in our car. Beale and Rocksteady leave to find it. They come back and say we couldn't find it because it was impounded. But it's also like
how do they know
they're criminals? Who do they give a shit about? Like the laws of not stealing a car that's been impounded.
That's kind of a good point. Actually,
they're fucking criminals.
Why would they know it was impounded to begin with?
What?
Why would they know it was impounded to begin with?
Yeah. They find it, I guess, in the lot.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, did they ask a police officer, like, "Hey, where's this car? Oh, it was impounded."
Yeah. And in the meantime, While this is going on, Mikey's crying in the sewer. Heartbroken.
What's that? What's that? What
is it? Thirsty. He's fucking thirsty this episode.
Hey,
Kala.
Kala.
Never gonna remember her name.
Oh, he's a thirsty. He's a teenager.
He's a teenager. Fuck.
I remember what it was like to be a teenager. I'd run into moving traffic to get to a girl when I was a teenager. That's what your body is telling you to do. Every part of you.
Every part of your body is like, you're designed for one thing.
Get that girl. Get her. Buy her whatever she wants. Who cares? Whatever she says, agree with it. Horrible advice, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway.
If people don't know, that's not how you get girls to like you. Don't just be, you know, I agree. Everything you say is correct.
Yeah, you know how you get girls to like you? You ignore the shit out of them.
That's how it works. Give him that cold shoulder. See, that's Mikey's problem. Mikey got, you know, you gotta be, you know, it's like that, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High when that guy's a jerk and he gets that girl that his friend likes.
I saw it so long ago, I don't remember much about it.
Saw it today. It's the second time I've referenced it in the podcast.
Oh, really? All I remember is I know, like, the big scene. The
yeah, everybody likes that scene.
That scene.
Maybe people the girls like taking her top off and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite scene of that movie actually is there's a part where Spicoli is fantasizing about winning the surfing competition, and he has these two bikini girls with him, and there's this guy, you know, questioning him from, I guess, a news station or wherever, the network, and they're going, yo, you got a lot of stiff competition out there, and he lists a bunch of guys, and then Spicoli goes, those guys are fags, and then he goes, that's fantastic, and he just moves on, as if he said something valid. Interesting point. Moving on. It is the most unintentionally funny, or maybe it is intentionally funny. Just the way the guy reacts to it is what makes me laugh so hard about it.
If you look up Fast Times at Ridgemont High, by the way, all you get is images of Phoebe Cates about to take her top off.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of great that everyone knows this movie for this one scene of Phoebe Cates about to take her top off, but you can't show it on regular television.
Yeah, and that's the scene, too.
I was thinking about this the other day. When you say something sucks, right? Like, that show sucks. You're essentially saying it sucks dick. Right?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
I believe that's where that term comes from.
No, because in Dick Tracy, you know, the kid tells the other, you know, Madonna, go suck an egg.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I've never... You know what's funny? Is that word sucks. I feel like it was basically a dead word. It was corny. You didn't use it. And then Beavis and Butthead came out. And they used the word sucks every other word.
Yeah.
And I felt like they brought it back into the mainstream. It was a word that was done. I mean, I remember as a kid when I heard somebody say sucks because Beavis and Butthead was popular, I thought, why would you use that word? That word is so corny. That's the equivalent of saying something is mint.
Right.
You know, which I like using, but I like bringing that one back every once in a while. Just slip it in. Ah, it's mint. Anyway, let's get through this.
Yeah. So where were we? The cars in the lot. The back in the turtle base. Mm-hmm. Don creates the cheapskate, which is a motorized skateboard.
And it's cheap. That's why he calls it the cheapskate.
But they used this last episode.
You know what makes me laugh about that thing too is he goes, "Oh, it doesn't cost much to produce." I'm going, "Well, you don't have any money anyway."
Yeah, you built it from sewer trash. It costs nothing.
You know, what job do they have? First off, how do they buy pizza? Do you ever think about that? Were they robbing people?
They don't pay a tip. We saw the movie.
But they don't tip. That's right.
You never pay. What's their address? 15 and a half?
It's something weird. And the guy can't find the place, so he gets it for free.
Yeah.
Which is kind of shady.
Yeah. Well, you were a pizza delivery guy. Weren't you? No, you were a barbecue delivery guy.
No. I've done pretty much every job, but not pizza delivery. I did barbecue delivery. I had no bicycle. That was the funniest part about that.
No bike. I had no train everywhere.
I went on foot most of the time because the delivery zone was pretty small. And, you know, I got good tips because of that because people felt bad for me. I would just roll into their building, you know, covered in sweat. Here's your spare ribs. And they go, "What? Why did it take so long?" Because I had to run. Oh, my God. Why don't you have a bicycle? Because my boss is an a-hole. The reason why I didn't have a bike is because the bike they had, the seat wouldn't go down. And it was just way too high. I'm not, you know, 6'3". I can't ride this bike.
Yeah.
I used to skateboard and deliver food. Spilled out a few times, though. That wasn't good.
So the turtles, back to the show.
Back to the show.
The turtles track them down using something that could find their aura, their dimensional aura, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And they track them back to the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of fight. We have Rocksteady and Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really. And then they steal there's a scene where Raph just chucks his thigh, like, super hard, but he hits the gun.
That part's really funny, actually.
But it looks like he's aiming for for Bebop's head or something.
Yeah, he actually wants
throwing it out. So angry, like, fuck this, that guy's dead.
Fed up.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be fed up after a while.
I gotta keep, dealing with these idiots. I gotta knock their weapons away, I don't just kill them.
Yeah, he could have just killed them. Shit, man.
End it. It's getting over with. Get a gun, shoot the Shredder.
But then the turtles end up saving the neutrinos.
Mm-hmm.
And they ride back together to the wherever their car is.
Yep.
And Kala ends up holding on to Mikey.
That's right.
It's the only action.
Happy about that.
It's the only action he gets all episode.
But just like every teenage boy.
Yes.
A girl touched your shoulder.
He was like hard the whole ride back.
Of course he was. Come on, you don't remember that? When you were 13 or 15 or whatever, a girl touches your shoulder, you just freak out. Oh my god. Yeah. You know what's funnier is I don't think young girls are fully equipped to understand what they can do to young boys.
No, because I think girls' bodies mature slower than guys.
Faster.
No, I think over time they mature slower. They peak at 30.
No, they don't.
Absolutely they do.
Yeah, but guys... That's not true at all.
Wait. No. Okay, here's my thinking.
Okay.
Guys' body, like, their body is, like, go into, like, crazy hormone mode, mm-hmm. but their brains have no idea how to like, handle that at all.
Yes.
Girls like have an actual arc that's steady and gradual and gets to a logical point and then proceeds to arc at end.
It's like
body is like at 10, brain is at like 2 and still trying to figure shit out.
Well, I mean, you get a 12-year-old girl, she suddenly has breasts, right?
Yeah.
You're a 12-year-old boy, you don't have arm hair yet. You don't have anything. They mature faster than boys. And then they have all the, stuff going on that every young 12-year-old boy wants. I remember being 12 and there was all these girls I liked.
And you have no idea what to do with yourself.
Yeah, you have no idea how to talk to them. Oh, did you see the TV show? Who's good?
Ugh.
That's where Mikey is right now. She's rolling the car with me. She touched my arm. Oh my god.
Gonna go home and write about it in his journal.
There's that scene in Dumb and Dumber where Jim Carrey's character freaks out because the girl talked to him, Mary Swanson.
When?
And then Jeff Daniels goes, get out of here. Really? Yup.
When did that happen?
Right when he talks about Mary Swanson. He comes home, he tells Jeff
Daniels. Oh, right.
She talked to me, man. And then Jeff Daniels goes, get out of here. Yep.
That's a good movie. You should watch that.
Or, in your late 20s, early 30s in Dumb and Dumber, whatever age you're. Probably in 30s.
So then they decide to find the car in the impound lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to get it. The turtles fight the Shredder, Rocksteady, Bebop.
Yep.
And then they fly away.
That's it.
But then they find out that the neutrinos can't go home.
Mm-hmm.
Because the giant crystal thing in their car is cracked.
And they conveniently find one in a horrible neighborhood full of.
No, they don't find a crystal. They find a lab
that powers it.
Powers in a shitty neighborhood, which is where this episode goes batshit insane.
Well, what's funny though is Shredder does explain it.
How? What does he say?
So there's a part where Bebop and Rocksteady go, "Why would this thing that powers up this gem be in this crappy neighborhood?" And then Shredder goes, "Because if it blows up, nobody worthwhile will die."
Oh yeah, he said that. Yeah.
And I went, Shredder's not wrong.
Okay, here's the question: where in New York is that?
So many places to pick from. Pick any shitty neighborhood.
Everyone knows the answer.
No, I think there's a few contenders for that. What do you think it is?
Staten Island.
No, it's not Staten Island. Staten Island's not dangerous.
No, Staten Island's not dangerous, but if it
blows nobody up, will care if it gets blown shit. Up. It's not dangerous.
If it blows up, who gives? It's in Canarsie. If Canarsie blows up, all we lose is a UPS factory. Really? A UPS and like a FedEx factory. That's all we lose. That's the only thing that's out in Canarsie.
Crap!
Like, take the L train to the last fucking stop in the other direction.
The last stop. The one that hasn't been hipstered up yet, you know, because everything on the L line.
Well, L train over there is dangerous. L train on the other end is, you're fine. You're going to get artisan cheese.
Dangerous too, but it changed.
It used to be dangerous, but if you go the other way, you're going to get artisan cheese. You go the other way, you're going to get shot.
Yeah. One place gets you artisan cheese, one place gets you shot.
And then the place where you get shot is also where, if you forget, you don't pick up a package, that's where you have to go. Like, oh, fuck, I have to go all the way to fucking Canarsie.
That's probably also a place that if you left a package, somebody left a package on your door, it would be stolen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had to go out there once to pick up my iPhone.
Oh.
And no, I was like, I called you, I was like, can you guys just ship it again? Like, we can't.
I'll pay.
It's a high price package. You have to actually sign for it.
I'll pay to ship it out again. I don't want to go there and get shot.
And then I went down there and they were like, yeah, this is a high price package. Do you have proof of address? And I was like, fuck. And I was looking through my bag and luckily I had.
Do you have ID?
Well, I had ID, but my ID has my old address on it.
Oh.
Still,
okay.
It still does. Because it doesn't expire yet.
Ooh.
And I was like, shit. And I was looking through my bag and I had pay stubs. And pay stubs have my current address on it.
Oh, nice.
Sweet. But it was like, it was tense there for her.
I like how that, you being lazy, you just forgot to take pay stubs out of your bag, but it worked out for you.
Yeah. I still have pay stubs in my bag. I always have pay stubs in my bag for some reason.
It's funny. And then, so they go to the Street Punk area, they get the gem powered up.
They go to the lab that's in this abandoned area in New York City, which I don't know where that is, but April follows them there.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's an area of town that's run by the cyberpunks.
I love that name.
Which
the best.
It's the best. It's the best. And it's like it's fucking like Mad Max over there.
What happened?
It's like Mad Max.
Like it is like Mad Max. And what's his name? Isn't there Humongulus? What's that guy's name?
Master Blaster?
No, Lord Humongulus or Humongous.
Oh, the new one.
No, he's in Road Warrior. This guy with the metal mask. What are his names?
Lord Humongous?
I think that's his name, yeah.
Yeah, Lord Humongous.
He's the best.
Yeah, Lord Humongous. Yeah. But then they go over there. And it's like it's crazy, like post-apocalyptic town. And April ends up. Oh, they end up trying. They end up charging up the crystal with that machine, right?
Yeah.
And it has like that weird commercial cut where they're like, "Oh no, it's gonna explode. We overcharge it." And it cuts the commercial, and it cuts back, and it goes, "Oh no, it's gonna explode. Oh no, I fixed it."
Well, they have to give you a cliffhanger.
For yeah, but it's like the cheapest. It's like the cheapest cliffhanger.
It doesn't work well, honestly. Because as a kid, I knew none of that stuff was ever going to happen.
No. Well,
you know the turtles aren't going to die.
You know they're not going to die. Like there's stuff when the blip explodes, they're falling, and it cuts the commercial, and you're like, okay, they're not going to die, right. But I don't know where they're going to end up when they fall. So, okay, I can buy that as a cliffhanger. Like, I just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
This one is like, this crystal's going to explode, and we're all going to die. Which it's not going to, because
we know it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So they charge the crystal. It works. Also, does the crystal shrink in size?
I think so.
Because remember, it's like they need like two hands to carry it, and then after it's like charged, it's like a softball.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay, and then
Shredder shows up. Shredder be out of Rocksteady and the Gutter Punks. The Gutter Punks. The Gutter Snakes. The Gutter Rats. Cyberpunks. And April's there for some reason. I can't remember why April's there. And she flashes them with her camera.
Yep.
And they've apparently never seen a camera before.
That's the oldest trope.
They're dazed for like a solid 5 minutes.
That's how you stop
what to do.
A picture.
They don't know what to do. It's like they've never seen a Kara before. They're fucking retarded.
Blows their mind.
Yeah. And then Rock, Shredder, fight the turtles. Or don't fight the turtles. I don't remember what happens. But then they just run through a door.
Yeah.
This exit stage is up. They run through a door. They slam the door. They slam the door so hard that debris falls and covers the door so they can't be chased.
Yep.
And the turtles fly away home in the Neutrino's car. And the Neutrinos go back home. Before they go back home, Mikey gives Kala a pizza.
That's right.
That's true love.
He loves pizza.
He does.
And then the episode ends on a dumb joke about him losing Kala, but he gets pizza or something to that effect.
Yeah.
That's the episode. That's it.
Yeah, it's a short one.
It's a short one because I'm sick and Gub has things to do.
I got shit to do.
All right. I'm out of here. I'm King Cowabunga heading out.
I'm Pizza Toss and Gub.
You next time. Take care.
Later.